Zecher of the Yortzeit of Rabbi Einemer, Zichu Livracha, Gedalia ben Zev HaKoyen. We're going to learn something over a point in Halacha, several points in Halacha, which Rabbi Einemer stressed and explain it, and then after we'll say Kaddish to Rabbanon, and then we'll go to breakfast. This is a point that I want to thank Rabbi Lyman for pointing out. This is a topic which Rabbi Einemer had mentioned more than once, and therefore I just want to clarify the halachic issue behind it and why he stressed it. We take off our tefillin before davening Musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Einemer a few times pointed out that after davening, he pointed out there should be no talking between the Kaddish and starting to daven Musaf. A person taking off his tefillin, then he shouldn't be davening, then he shouldn't be talking, then there shouldn't be any hefsik between the Kaddish and the tefillah of Musaf. And a few times, I can recall twice that people have forgotten about the halacha, etc. And after davening, he stood up and he mentioned this point. You should know this halacha issue. So I just want to clarify the halacha issue, why he felt it was important to point this out. The halacha is that we take off tefillin. This is a siman asif in siman tavchav gimel in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. It says we take off tefillin before musaf. Now, why do we take off tefillin before musaf? Why can't we wear tefillin through musaf also? What's wrong with that? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Chaf Hei says the reason is because since according to Nusach Svard, they say Kedusha in Chazaras Hashatz of Musaf, they say Kedusha is Keser. And we say Keser, Yidin L'Kol Hashem Elokeinu, we give the Keser, we give the crown to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not proper that we should be wearing the crown of Tefillin. Tefillin is a crown upon on the Jew's head. And we're saying Keser, Yidin L'Kol Hashem Elokeinu, we give the Keser to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not to ourselves. So therefore, because of Kedusha's Keser, we do not wear tefillin during Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. The Taz has, according to this, would come out, the people who daven with Nusach Ashkenaz, and they do not say Kedusha's Keser, should wear tefillin during Musaf. They would wear tefillin during Musaf, no reason not to. However, it says over there, the Magen Rama says that it's not the minig. The minig is that people daven Nusach Ashkenaz, and the Ramah already says this, and Darkei Moshe says even people daven Nusach Ashkenaz take off tefillin, because of a second reason. And Labush says that the second reason is because we do not wear tefillin on Yom Tov, and Shabbos and Yom Tov, because it's an ice. So that represents the relationship between the Klal Yisrael and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rosh Chodesh is not a Yom Tov, but at least during the time you're mentioning the fact that Rosh Chodesh is extraordinary, that we bring special karbonos for Rosh Chodesh, at that point in time it's daimed to like a Yom Tov, and therefore you would not be wearing tefillin during that time. And that's how the Labush in Siman Tavchav Gimel explains why we do not wear tefillin during Musaf. The Magen Avraham, Labush says, he would therefore suggest that we should take off tefillin before Kriyas HaTorah, where you mention the Karbonis of Rosh Chodesh. The Magen Avraham says that we do not hold like the Labush in that point, since it's only a minute to take it off. It's not a Mikir Adin HaLoch, it's not a halachic issue. Therefore, we wait till later on to take off. Now, where is the later on that we should take off? So there's a halacha in Siman Chaf Hei, which says that the proper time to take off tefillin is after we say Kedushas Ubal Tzion. That's based on a Beis Yosef in Siman Chaf Hei, that with the proper time to take off tefillin is after Kedushas Ubal Tzion. Comes along the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe says, based on Kabbalah, that the proper time is to take off tefillin after a person has said the language which we have actually in the Ramah is after a person has said three Kedushas and four Kedusha. Three Kedushas are, you say Kedusha in the bracha of Birchas Kriyashma. We say Kedosh, Kedosh, Kedosh. We say Kedosh, Kedosh, Kedosh again during Chazaras Hashatz, and we say it during Uval Tzion. So we say Kedusha three times. And we say four Kedesh, and you say Kaddish Vayishtabach. You say a Kaddish after Shmonesrei, after Tachanu. You say a Kaddish, Kaddish Tizkabel. And then you say a fourth Kaddish, a Kaddish Yosem, and that's the proper time to take off. The tefillin is three Kedushas and four Kedesh. That's the proper time to take off tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah already brings that, the Achronim already point out that that's not the correct Girsa. The correct Girsa is, this is based on a Prietz Chaim, the correct Girsa is that it should be four four kedushas and three kedushas. Now, what do you say four kedushas? It says Baruch Hu is a kedusha also. So you say Baruch Hu, and then you say the kedusha of Yetzer, you say the kedusha of Chazar Sashatz, you say the kedusha of kedusha the Sidra of Olad Tzion, and three kedushim. The three kedushim are the kaddish before. The Kaddish before Baruch Hu, the Kaddish after Shemoneh Esrei, and the Kaddish is Kaaba. So that's the proper time to take up Tefillin is after those three, after the four Kedushas and three Kedesh. He brings that the Arizal himself used to wait till after Al Kain the Kaaba Lachot, not till then would he take up his Tefillin. Al Kain the Kaaba waiting for Kaddish Baruch Hu's Malchus to be Nisgala Ba'alim. And so at that point in time, Al Kain the Kaaba Lachot, then he would take off his Tefillin. And not till that point in time. And the Mishnah points out we don't take off Tefillin during Kaddish itself, so we wait till after that Kaddish. So we end up both ways. We end up after the Kaddish Yosem, which we say that's a proper time to take off the tefillin. But at least clearly, this person is supposed to wait till after three Kedeshim. Comes along, now we have a conflict. Now we have a problem. There is a halacha, which is actually the main place where it's mentioned, is in Hilchos Shabbos. There, the Magen Avraham mentions by Mincha, we say Ashrei, we say Avol Tzion, we say a Kaddish, we say the Pasuk Vanisafilo Si. Then we do Kriyas HaTorah. What will be in a situation where there's no Sefer Torah? What is the proper thing to do with the Pasuk Vanisa Filosi? What's the issue? You should not be mafsik between Kaddish and Shemoneh Esrei. This is based on a Chubas Rivosh. The Chubas Rivosh says that the reason why we say a Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei is we should start our Tefillah through a Kaddish. We should start our Tefillah through a Kaddish. The Shulchan Aruch Rav, when he brings it down, he says, you look at all of our tefillahs except for Shacharis, because we cannot interrupt between the saying Goal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei. We always start all of our tefillahs with the Kaddish. Chazar Masakan, you should start your tefillah with the Kaddish. Go, you start tefillah with the Kaddish preceding it. So the Rebosh, so the Magen Avraham says, so what do you do with the Pasuk of Vanisafilasi? Vanisafilasi is an interruption between the Kaddish and Shemoneh Esrei. He says, you should not say it. You should not say it. Just say it and say a second Kaddish. You don't say a second Kaddish on one Pasuk. So there's no reason to say the Pasuk. We can't say the Pasuk about Nisafilosi. Then he suggests maybe what we should do is, and that this is the halacha, Mishabur brings it down, that the proper way to do it, in case we would not have a Sefer Torah by Shabbos Mincha, the proper thing to do is to say the Pasuk about Nisafilosi before Kaddish. But you see very clearly there's a halacha, we do not interrupt with one pasuk, Gaval Nevel, the pasuk, it's a pasuk. Say Kaddish, say Penis Philosophy, and Shemon Esrei. There's a halacha, you don't interrupt between Kaddish and Shemon Esrei. Because the purpose of the Kaddish was introduced in order that we should start Tefillah through a Kaddish. So now we have a shiloh, what do we do over here by taking off Tefillin? We said you're supposed to wear Tefillin until after the three Kaddishim. The third Kaddish is the Kaddish on Rosh Kaddish will be the Kaddish which we're going to say before Shemoneh Esrei. We also have a halacha, you do not interrupt between Kaddish and Shemoneh Esrei. So what should you do? So the Aliyah Rabbah says that the proper thing to do in this situation is to take up Tefillin before Kaddish. We should take it up before Kaddish because since the Beis Yosef said the main point to take off is after you say the Kedusha of Olad Tzion. He didn't mention saying it after, waiting until after Kaddish. And we have a halacha, you cannot interrupt between Kaddish and Shemoneh Esrei. Therefore, the proper time to take it off is before Kaddish. That's what the Eliezer Rabbah says. He says, at least if we don't do that, we should take it off. And he says, where in Olad Tzion should you take it off? When we say the Yehirotzer and Shenishmor, we should be Zarechad and Nishmor Chukabay Lamazet. Now, why over there specifically? There's a Gemara in Brachas Adaf Memdal. The Gemara in Brachas says that in Eretz Yisrael there was a minig, they wore tefillin the whole day. The halacha, we do not wear tefillin at night time. So they would make a bracha when they took off tefillin. That we listening to the words of the Chachamim not to wear tefillin at night time. And they make a bracha, lishmor chukah. We make a bracha, we're going to be careful to keep the halachas and take off our tefillin. So he says, therefore, the proper time to take off tefillin is when we say we don't make a bracha. We don't, the halacha, the more said, we don't do like B'nai Marav. We don't do that. We don't say that bracha. But at least over here we say, Nishmor Chukah, we're taking off tefillin anyway. It's a good time to take off tefillin by that moment of Nishmor Chukah. Comes the Prima Gadim and says, no, we do it after, our minhag is to wait till after Kaddish because of this halacha of saying after Kaddish. But you should take off the ritzuas from your fingers at when you say Nishmar Chukah. That's when you take off the ritzuas from your fingers. But we wear the tefillin until after Kaddish. And then after Kaddish, we take off the tefillin and we're not mafsik as much as possible. We do it quickly and we do not talk. And that's not considered a hefsik, and that's how we do it. One more point. There's a loch in Simon Chavches in Hilchos Tefillin. We have a loch, we have a person that's very careful to put the tefillin in his bag in the right way. That this way, when you put your tefillin out, you take your tefillin out in the morning, you're not forced to ignore a mitzvah. There's a lach of ein mavirin on a mitzvah, which Mishnah Berurah points out is a lach of deraisa. You shouldn't pass by a mitzvah. So we put with the lach is you have to put on the tzayad first, and even if you open up your bag and by mistake take out the shalosh, you still put the tzayad on first. But you're being ma'arar l'mitzvah. You're ignoring the mitzvah of the shalosh by going to the shalyad. But that's the halacha. So in order not to get into that problem, you should be very careful to put your tefillin into the bag in such a way that you always come to the shalyad first. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Prima Gadim in the name of the Bach and Simon Chavches, that when you take off your shalosh, you should wrap your shalosh, put it into the bag right away, and this way you'll be very careful not to mistake, put each one in the wrong spot. You should be makpid to put the shalosh away before you take off the shalyad. That's what the says over there. So now what do we do over here? We're taking off our tefillin between the Kaddish and the Shemoneh Esrei. And we're not supposed to be mafsik in Kaddish and Shemoneh Esrei. So we're taking it off as quickly as possible. But there's a locha, you're supposed to put the shalosh, wrap it up and put it away before you take off the shalyad. So what are you supposed to do? So on this point, Rabbi Einemar said that this is which is a machloikas. You know it's a machloikas. Rabbi Einemar did, and this is the minute what we do over here. This is the minute we did in yeshiva, and tells is that you're not but on that eitz toiva that the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Simon Chavches of the Bach to wrap up the shalosh first and put it into the bag, and then only then take off the shalyad because you're increasing the time of hafsik, and since Kaddish is to be said on the Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, you should not increase the time of the hefsik. So you take off the shalyad and shalosh without wrapping up either one of them. You should not leave them uncovered because that's not proper. That's a bizoy. You should at least cover them with something. And that's how we daven Shemoneh Esrei. This is the point that Rabbi Einar again stressed. This point I can call at least two times here in the yeshiva. He pointed out that between no talking because of this halachic issue of being mafsik between Kaddish and the Shemoneh Esrei. Rechad ben Kasha Amar Rotzeh Kodesh Baruch Hu Lazakus Es Yisrael Lefichu Hirbalem Torah Mitzvus Shinim Adonai Chavetz Zaman Tikoyi Vatorah V'Yadir.